Today I will be making a guide on how to get all summon cards in block pails. First I'll be starting off with the most easiest one to get. The first one I'll be covering is Gorilla. It is the worst card but the easiest one to get. All you've gotta do is find gorillas and defeat them for a chance to get the Gorilla Call card. It's a 7.1% chance to get it for each gorilla you find. From my knowledge, there's 4 gorillas spawn points. Okay, so I've been trying for the past 15-ish minutes to get a gorilla and I haven't gotten it. But luckily I have it on my second ult, so I'll showcase it. It costs to be peak. And 3 SP. It has a defense of 1 and a base of 5 health and adds 1 per level. It has 2 moves. First one is Punch. It deals to DMG. Second move is Banana. It lets the gorilla heal 5 health. Now the next one is the red and blue call card. I don't have any footage of it, plus I will be spoiling some more about red and blue. All I will say is that you get it very early in demo 3. It's also probably the 4th best summon card. So skipping that, let's move on to the 3rd best summon card, Cruel King. First make your way to the guru and say that you feel cold. Your objective here is to beat him 5 times. I recommend using anti up and spamming dynamites. Once you've done it, you will get this dialogue. Not many know about this, but you can get Calypso as a call card. First take this orb and place it where I place it. BTW Calypso is the 2nd best summon card. That should open up this hidden door leading to the card. Okay, now here's the final card. First you're gonna wanna go to this location and use your bug tool, and just follow where I go. BTW, you need demo for done to do this. In this location you should find a cookbook. After that go here and buy the apple core.
Hey,
next go to Road Town and buy an onion ring. Then go to the Ghost Chef and do what I do. With the special, go back to Tiratopulus. Griefer and his dad should be here. You're gonna go through some dialogue and get the Griefer card. Those are all the cards, you can scroll now if you want. Now I will be showcasing the cards. Cruel King costs 10 SP. He has a base health of 10 and adds 3 health. Scepter Smack deals 5 DMG. Scepter Strike deals 3 DMG and has a chance to get frozen. Griefer costs 10 SP. His base health is 20 health and adds 3 per level, and he has a defensive 1. His only attack is triple special. It deals for DMG and applies poison. His second move is Protect. It's basically the bodyguard card. He takes half whatever DMG you take while the effect lasts. Calypso costs 10 SP. She has a base of 15 health and adds 3 per level. Her first move is Cutlass Combo. It deals 5 DMG and pierces immense. Her second move is Battle Cry. It gives her 10 health and halves how much DMG she takes from it. Her final move is Dual Flintlocks and deals for DMG. Red and Blue cost 5 SP. They have a base health of 8 and adds to health per level. Dual Stab does for DMG. Dual Slice deals to DMG but ignores defense. Anyways, thanks for watching. I'm thinking about instead of Forsaken I do Block Tales because I enjoy it so much more. Don't get me wrong though, I still like Forsaken. But it really all depends on how this video does. Me personally, I don't think it's gonna do well due to the fact not many people know Block Tales.